Thousands of kids spend their weekdays in childcare. It's a reality of families juggling multiple jobs. A few months ago, on Milwaukee's South Side, a new childcare center opened with an eco-twist. It's called Tiny Green Trees and is located in the Layton Boulevard West neighborhood. Some things about Tiny Green Trees are the same as any other childcare center. A worker soothing a 7-month-old, determined not to settle down for a nap. Lead teacher Belinda Kenwood summoning toddlers to a child-sized table covered by a cotton tablecloth.
Sun who makes it right.
Singing is a part of Kenwood's approach.
It's one of the morning's meal blessings that we will sing.
It's morning snack time. You're beginning to notice differences. The kids will feast on biscuits made from scratch.
Miss Katie Cabone is our cook, natural and organic. She makes it here. It's all made in the kitchen. Our kitchen is a busy place.
And sip water out of baby food jars. They've been repurposed. Looking around, you'd never peg this place as a former bar. A reclaimed gym floor gleams underfoot, while soft natural light fills the air. Director Lori Berrien said it's what the founders wanted. They're parents of young children and live in the neighborhood.
Right from the beginning, you know, knew they wanted to avoid harsh chemicals in terms of cleaners and as much natural lighting as possible. And they used a lot of recycled materials and, you know, renovating the place.
Berrien says the healthy backdrop is just the start. That's where staff takes over.
We're modeling this lifestyle. So children are learning so much at this age just through imitation. We're composting, we're recycling, we're tending our environment with care, we're gardening, we're spending a lot of time outside.
The ooh of excitement spilled out of 3-year-old Ela. She knows it's outdoor playtime. Getting ready is no small feat, even though there aren't many little ones here this morning. Teacher Belinda Kenwood believes in slowing down to allow kids to put on their boots and zip up their coats.
So when a parent says, my child knows how to count or do their ABCs when they're this 0 to 6 range, I'm like, okay, but can they put on their own shoes? Do they know how to put on their jacket? Can they wait for their snack, you know? Mm-hmm. Do they have the patience? Oh. We move at the speed of the young child, which, as Lori said, is slow. Very slow and gentle.
As the children prepare to head outdoors, Stephanie Ladd cleans up the kitchen. She says she's worked in the field for 8 years, but until coming here, felt a sense of unease.
The sanitizer of choice is bleach. It's cheap and it's effective. And you know that it's clean, but you also, it's a chemical. And we were using it to clean baby bottles and to clean shelves and to clean floors and to clean dishes. And, you know, it can't be good.
Ladd says she started to decompress when she joined the Tiny Green Trees team. Shayna Maker drives her 2 kids here every day from Wauwatosa, a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old.
I feel truly less that I can send them someplace full-time that I feel totally comfortable with. Like, I don't feel sad that they're away from me 40 hours a week somewhere that I don't feel great about. It's really wonderful.
It's a pricey proposition, close to $120 a day.
But for me, it's like I'm paying it forward. I would rather invest in these years, which are so foundational, than save it up for when they're 18. I would much rather, because then they'll be more capable of doing it on their own if I invest now.
Tiny Green Trees has already earned 2 national eco-friendly childcare endorsements. And if you're wondering about the name, the center's founder, an art teacher as well, envisioned children as young trees thriving in a natural, green environment. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.